Manolo 1, Corrib Celtic 2. Corrib Celtic created history at a windy Umbro Park Milebush on Sunday afternoon as a famous club captured their first ever Connacht title. This game seemed destined for extra time. However, on 88 minutes, a majestic long-range strike from Rachel Barrett sealed a most dramatic victory for the Anna Downside. Manolo began the tie at a high tempo, with Niamh Flannery's fine effort on 16 minutes forcing Amy Hopkins into a smart save. The sides appeared to be evenly matched. However, on 80 minutes, Jack Barrett's Celtic Chargers snatched the lead. A dangerous left-wing cross from the industrious Joy Urugu was spilled by the Manolo keeper Lisa Nally, thus allowing Ciara Fahey the chance to guide home the loose ball, and the latter didn't need a second invitation. Manolo, who lost their previous two Connacht Cup finals, which included last year's final at the hands of Mary Ord Moore, were eager to forge way back into the tie, but the Corrib Celtic back four, led by the impressive Teresa Kane, were alert to any potential danger. The blue and white kept pressing, and the Carrow outfit forced home the equaliser on 26 minutes. A delightful through ball from Stacey Frayne released the scampering Tracy Hall, and the latter ghosted past the Corrib defence before guiding home a tidy finish beyond the reach of Hopkins. Just when it appeared that things were looking up for the Mayo side, the Manolo game plan suffered a major setback when their midfield playmaker Aoife Frayne was forced off through injury on 44 minutes. Half-time score, Manolo 1, Corrib Celtic 1. Whatever was said in the Corrib Celtic dressing room at half-time had the desired effect, as the black and white bossed large chunks of the second half. Corrib's Rachel Barrett had a nearly second-half chance deflected inches wide, and from the subsequent corner taken by Evelyn Coffey, Joy Urugu was most lucky to see her header sail inches over the crossbar. Both Barrett and Rachel King came very close to plundering the lead for their teammates, but their respective efforts on 55 and 59 minutes forced two excellent saves from Lisa Nally. The game was now on a knife edge, and Manolo could well have taken the lead on 79 minutes, when a brilliant counter-offensive move saw Tara Ryan win possession and dart towards goal. However, her goal-bound effort was brilliantly saved by the advancing Hopkins. With just 2 minutes of normal time remaining, extra time and possibly a penalty shootout seemed on the horizon. However, possession fell to Corrib Celtic's Rachel Barrett, and her audacious long-range effort from close on 50 yards was destined for the top corner of the net. Urugu could well have netted the insurance strike for the Anna Down outfit, but she was most unlucky to see her daisy cutter hit the side netting. In the end, Corrib Celtic were the better team, and the full-time whistle signalled joyous scenes for their players, management and supporters. Full-time scoreline once again, Manolo 1, Corrib Celtic 2. For Galway FM Sport, I'm Patrick Kennelly.